today is the feast of Saint Anne, and in the collect of today, the prayer says that we ask our Lord to give us the grace to have devotion to Saint Anne, her intercession, her help, because she was a worthy mother to the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is a very beautiful, very important point to reflect. She is so high, so a great saint, that she was the model, has to be the model to the Blessed Virgin Mary. To be a worthy mother means she was perfect, a perfect mother at least. So, for the Blessed Virgin Mary to learn those few years that she was with Saint Anne, how a mother is, she was so powerful. We should never forget Saint Anne in our prayers. She's one of the greatest saints in heaven, no doubt about that. So I would like to speak a little bit about our little solitude. People have been asking, and I really need to speak to you more about this devotion, because is it for these moments? Start by telling you that there is a Mexican very saintly lady. Her name is Conchita. She was a nun, mystic, and she wrote that the devotion, which is going to be the most powerful devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, to bring the greatest graces from Mary to us before her triumph, that devotion is our little solitude. Okay? She said that. And she explains the reasons. She said because Our Lady in her solitude, she won all the graces that she needed to win in order to become a mother who gave life to us, like a mother with suffering. So a mother has to suffer to give life to the children, no? So for the Blessed Virgin Mary to be able to dispense all the graces to us, the meritorious four graces, she had to stay on earth 25 more years after the ascension of our Lord to suffer, to win those graces for us. Yes, so this is the reason, because in those 25 years, she was assisting at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass with St. John, and she, because she's perfect, she had a life fresh in her mind, in her memory, imagination, in her senses, in her soul, and in her mind, all the events of the Passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, someone lived the Mass as child has to be lived is the Blessed Virgin Mary. And she's perfect means she didn't have never the smallest distraction. She didn't have the smallest forgetfulness. She was very keen in everything, attentive, and perfect, completely perfect in every movement. So, every detail of our Lord's passion and death, she had in her mind, in her soul, in her feelings. And she was living those with more intensity as time was passing by, because she was growing in love, and also in the gifts of the Holy Ghost, growing to know, to understand deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper the mysteries. This is why she suffered more those 25 years as time was approaching the Assumption, her Assumption. So, but those graces that she had to win is precisely for these moments when we are in solitude. So you have to understand that. So, if we want to be faithful to our Lord, we have to be in solitude today. No doubt. understand. The devil is governing everything. The devil and his tentacles, you know, all the masonry and the Jewish and the Illuminati, all those people, which are directly led by the devil. They are precisely falsifying our holy religion and trying to replace it by transhumanism and the ideas of the devil of pride, that subjectivism and liberalism. Is the origin of this heresy is pride. To be free from God, to go away from God. So necessarily in this world where the devil is reigning, because we don't want compromise with the devil, we don't want to share in the sins of the devil and the people who is with them, necessarily we are in solitude, isolated. For example, when the false excommunications against Archbishop Lefebvre came, yes, that was a providential move in order to protect us. Why? Because they were fake. Always, there was no value in those communications of John Paul II. But in the providential mind, those so-called communications will be like a wall to protect us from the modernists. Because the modernists will say, no, we will not go there because they are excommunicated. They didn't have the light to understand. Yeah, because they don't deserve that light, maybe in that moment. But the fact is that this communication was a protection to us. So by Bishop Fellay, this speech asking for this to be removed was precisely to throw the wall of protection. And they enter, modernists enter the priories and seminary and the convent, the monasteries. They are in compromise now. They are, no doubt, they are in compromise with the devil and with the modernists. This is why they are falling very low in many questions and many issues. It's why it's very dangerous to go there, extremely dangerous. And this is why we are called to solitude. It's why the vision of the Apocalypse is St. John, precisely, who was with Our Lady. You can imagine the depths of wisdom that St. John was able to reach because he was with Our Lady. 25 years sharing meals, sharing prayer and many things. No? So in Apocalypse says that when the dragon appears, which is now, no doubt, now is the dragon appearing as the head, the one who governs everything. So the Apocalypse says when the dragon appear, God gave to the women, which is the church and Our Lady with the church together. So basically Our Lady with her children. So God gave to the women wings as an eagle wings, by which she was transported to the desert, wherein he will be protected, wherein she will be protected in the desert, outside the reach of the dragon. This is the Apocalypse. And then the dragon, trying to fight back or trying to do something about that, the Apocalypse said that the dragon launched a river of water out of his mouth, trying to swallow the women with her children. Means water is the worldly things, modernist things, liberal things, thrown to everywhere to swallow as a tsunami. Yes, everything has been falling in that tsunami. This SPX fall in that tsunami for imprudence. So that tsunami of evil doctrines and evil customs and morals. The Apocalypse says that the earth came to rescue Well, open the earth open to swallow that river of water from the drum, away from the reach of the river. Meaning, so the sea is the world, and the earth, the solid earth, is precisely the children who practice the faith, the religions, the Catholic religion. So those, by the faith, by the prayer, by the example, by their merits, they manage to be protected from the flood, the tsunami of corruption and immorality and heresies of the dragon. Precisely, it's a valley of solitude. It's why you see the sea underneath, which is above, which is protected from the worldly, or the compromise, from whatever it is, diabolical. She's stepping upon it. It's like the serpent. She's stepping upon the serpent. She's stepping upon the sea. Yes, above it. So if we are above, she's protecting us from the world, from the devil, from pride. Is it quite necessary in this moment, those who doesn't want to be in solitude, no mass, no priest, no sacraments, no consolations, those who doesn't want to accept that, they have to compromise with the world. This is the SSPX. This is why it's very important to preach about this, because we must accept that we're in solitude. But that solitude means the greatest amount of graces. Yes? This is the point. Because she was in solitude in order to win those graces for us. It's exactly the preparation for the trans of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It's the best preparation for the resurrection was Holy Saturday. Holy Saturday, she was in darkness. What happened on Holy Saturday? It's called Black Saturday because there is no mass, it's mourning, and no consolation. Our Lord is absent, he's in limbo. And Our Lady is the only one keeping the faith completely, the only hope. Those darkness before the resurrection. It's the same. Before the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we must sigh in solitude, in darkness, in the desert, next to the Mary, accompanying her. So we must enter into her sentiments of her Immaculate Heart in her solitude, in order to dwell there in and really and effectively help her in this last battle, together with next to her, to defeat the devil. But we must be in solitude in the desert, in fidelity, above the waters of corruption and immorality. No compromises with the devil, with the world, with modernism, and loving the cross, because our level of solitude is precisely contemplating the instruments of the passion, but also she is contemplating the empty cross. This is why we wear the red cross. The Benedictines, because it's precisely the meaning. The red cross, the empty cross, is full of blood. Our Lord is not there. But somebody has to go to the cross because the sacrifice continues. The sacrifice of our Lord is going on in Mary and also in us. It's why the empty cross is our cross. We have to go up to work with our Lord, putting his cross and our cross together. So we have to be crucified, basically. We are here to be crucified. So our Lord of Solitude is going to teach us how to be faithful at the foot of the cross, in solitude, without consolations, without priests, without masses, without help, without human help. Yes, all these things. Excuse me, this is the context of the crisis, this is the context. It's gloomy image, it's not attractive at these senses. Why? Of course, because it's black, she's mourning, she's crying, she's in anguish, she's abandoned. There's a litany of the Abuelo Solitude, you might read it in the Novena. And the litany says, she's crucified, she's abandoned, she's widow, she's orphan even. She has, she she was taking her only begotten, her only son was taken out of from her violently. You know, it's a great huge pain in Mary's heart. And also the mystics and the saints said that Our Lady suffering her heart, all that our Lord suffering his body, his soul. But she was perfect, remember? People don't understand that. She being perfect, she didn't miss one detail. She didn't miss the reasons behind the appearances of the faith. She was very keen in the meaning of the passion and death of our Lord and the pain behind it. So this is one, it's an ocean of sorrow. In this moment, you know, we need grace, but grace is not through sacraments in this moment. On Holy Saturday, there is no Mass. So how the holy women got graces on Holy Saturday to be faithful? Through Mary, with Mary, to be with her. They were at the cenacle that day, accompanying her, serving her, and consoling her. That's it. This is why I told you also Our Lady of Guadalupe, very interesting, very important example. Because in the last appointment between Juan Diego and Our Lady of Guadalupe, Our Lady told him that appointment was the last one, but was the most important because Our Lady of Guadalupe was about to give to San Diego de India the tilma, the proof to be brought to the bishop. As a proof that she was the queen, she was the queen, no? She was Mary. So they set the time for the appointment. So Juan Diego went to his house the night before, and he found that his uncle was dying, Bernardino was dying. So he decided, he was very worried. So he decided that he needed the last rites for his uncle. He was dying. So he decided to skip the appointment with the Blessed Virgin Mary and instead go for a priest to get sacraments for his uncle. So he went the other side of the hill, Tepeyac Hill, to meet Mary. So Our Lady, of course, she knew. So she appeared on the other side of the hill. To encounter the Indian, Juan Diego. This is where the famous words of Mary, no, to Juan Diego. She said to him, "My little soul of my children, why you are so afraid? Why you are so fearful? Why you are so worried? I am not I here, I am not here, are you your mother? I am your mother. Are you not under the cross of my arms, under my mantle? Is there by chance anything else you need? Is there by chance anything else you need besides myself?" That is the powerful words. So this is one of the proofs that Mary is it the answer? Is no sacraments, Mary, the source of all graces and sacraments. But now we have to face the solitude and the darkness, the desert, no consolations, no help. This is why we don't watch TV, we don't see movies, we don't spend time in the internet in worldly things. We don't want to compromise our time, our soul, our body, our time—all that God has given to us with the world. We don't do that. We're with Mary, so if we have time. If we want recreation, if we want to rest, we just rest in the solitude of Mary, in her heart, in her heart. This is exactly what Saint Teresa de Avila says: if you need rest, go to Mary. If you need quiet moments, and you need to forget about things, go to Mary, pray. You need to charge your soul and your body, pray, go to Mary. Santa Teresa de Ávila. Our hobby, our recreation is prayer. Should be prayer. Or whatever has to do with prayer, no? Just like spiritual reading, hearing sermons, hearing conference of the saints. But we don't compromise. We don't compromise. Because we are with Mary. If we want to be worthy to be next to Mary, we must not to compromise, no, so to avoid sin. At least in my intention. So bad habits. We have to avoid venial sins done purposely, you know, with the malice. We have to avoid that. Just to be happy to be next to Mary. We don't need nothing else. That's it. That's what she said in Guadalupe, no? We don't need nothing else. And if we think that we need something else, it's a problem of faith there. Faith, hope, and charity. Especially what is lacking. Because if you remember the reasons why these compromising groups were going to Rome was precisely because they were fearing persecution, fearing that their seminaries would be taken away. They were anxious that they will be annihilated or being killed. No? That was the reasons. Even during the COVID, the reason they gave to approve the so-called vaccine was, if you need to keep your job, yes, do it. You see, worldly reasons. So instead of going for martyrdom, going for a huge cross, to carry the cross after our door, they drop the cross and they make a compromise. The end does not justify the means. But why our little solitude is the answer. Because we need those graces, and God caused her to want those graces in solitude, so that the moment we are in solitude, we will have those graces that she got for us. That's a good mother to share with us. Nothing to fear. But it's the problem. So faith is something that is not tangible, is no consolation. There is some, especially today, faith is ordering us to be crucified. We don't like to be crucified. We don't like to be without consolations. We don't like to be without rest, without friends. But this is the fact. This is the context of the crisis. This is why I recommend to you to pray unceasingly the Novena. The nine steps of the solitude of Mary. I can speak quickly to you just to remind you what is the solitude about. When our Lord dies on the cross, the first step in her solitude begins. In fact, the ancient seven sorrows, you have to know that. And the seven sorrows of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the ancient one, and the fifth sorrow when Our Lady dies on the cross, when our Lord dies on the cross, says our Lord dies and the solitude of Mary starts. This is the fifth sorrow, the ancient one. And the fourth sorrow, instead of the Our Lady meeting Our Lord on the way to the cross, is the scourging of the pillar. Yes. Because it was more painful for Our Lady to see Our Lord being scourged on the pillar, much more painful than to meet Our Lord on the way of the cross. Just feelings. So you have to know that. So the second step of the solitude is her solitude when she takes the body of Our Lord on her arms. Yes, she's contemplating and she's touching Our Lord, and she's contemplating and grabbing Our Lord in death. Just completely smashing. And the third step is when she presides the burial of Our Lord on the tomb, no? Sepulchre. So she, according to tradition, she is the one who was cleaning up the every one of the who wounds of our Lord. Herself was doing it. She was the only worthy to do it. And the others were handing over to her towels and cloth and whatever she needed, balm, oil. But she was doing herself the cleaning of the wounds for the very poor Lord. This is the process of the true step. So as you see, the solitude is deeper and deeper because first she sees our Lord alive, dying, but she still sees our Lord. No? Even if he is dead, she sees him. The second step, she's able to grab him, no? Touch him, still. And the third step, she places our Lord on the sepulchre, and she's not able to touch him anymore, or to see his body. So the fourth step is when the rock is blocked, the sepulchre of our Lord. So she's not able even to see the sepulchre anymore. So it's going deeper and deeper and deeper in solitude. So the fifth step is when she goes back to Calvary, where the empty cross of our Lord is there, to pray and to contemplate the cross. The sixth step is when she has to say goodbye to the holy places. She has not even the consolation to be in the holy places of the crucifixion and the sepulchre. So it's deeper and deeper. The detachment, the solitude is deeper. The seventh step is when she's called to go to the cenacle. Yes. And the eighth step is when she has the night, Good Friday night and morning of Holy Saturday, praying with the holy women and the holy men together, just by faith, being in contact with God by faith. No consolation there. And the ninth step is all the solitude of Mary, but living with us. So on Holy Saturday, Our Lady was living with the holy women in the cenacle, expecting the resurrection. They were praying together. They were living together. And this is precisely the ninth step. We will be worthy to live with Mary in our life if we were walking the other eight steps with him. Before arriving to the house, living with her, we would have first to go to the first eight steps. Yes. To finally be able to enjoy her company and be at her service and being worthy to be next to her. But to follow these nine steps, to be worthy, servant and children of Mary. But has to be in solitude. So if we want to be triumphant with Mary, to follow the nine steps on her solitude, to go up to the joys of the resurrection and the assumption and heaven. This is the devotion of Our Lady. So let's try to make a commitment to win the grace that she wants to give us in this crisis, in this battle. So only that way we will be able to be helper. Soldiers helping her in this battle, the last battle of the church against them. Father and Son.